Before the truth of this particular verse became evident to me. We babes in Christ learn to follow God's lead in stages by taking beginner steps that lead us deeper into first-hand knowledge of Him. Then we must dwell there to get acquainted with who He wants us to be. It's crucial that we walk before we run, so that when we run the race of faith, both for ourselves and as God's ambassadors, we don't grow weary or lose touch with the Creator. In my early adulthood, I thought living by the thou shalt nots in the Ten Commandments was the answer to salvation. As I've matured and experienced life's highs and lows without being abandoned by God, I'm continually reminded that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, and that it is mine to be explored and appreciated because God created it for all of His children, of which I am one. 1 Corinthians 10:26. That means we can walk this journey of faith hand in hand with God, with joy and an open heart, trusting that as we listen for His instructions and obey Him when He speaks, He'll tell us when to run and where. Esther must have longed for God to speak when the man who had raised her, her uncle Mordecai, came to her and insisted that she approach the king and save the Jews. Esther knew what had happened to the queen who preceded her. Vashti had made the king angry and lost her head. Esther wasn't willing to walk smack dab into a similar fate. But when Mordecai warned her that she might face death anyway if she didn't try to save her people, she did what her uncle had trained her to do. She instructed Mordecai and every Jew in the city to fast and pray on her behalf. She, too, turned to God in prayer and fasted with her maids for 3 days. Notice that after this period of dwelling with the Lord, Esther didn't rise and immediately approach the king. God seems to have instructed her how best to soften the king's heart. Esther made herself as beautiful as she could. Then she went to the king's court and prayed that he would extend his golden scepter, giving her permission to approach him. When her request was granted, she certainly must have knelt in prayer again, asking God for the words to speak and the courage to follow through with a task that seemed dangerous and ill-advised. In Esther 4:16, she declares, "If I perish, I perish." Yet, think about it. Do these sound like the words of a woman who has rashly decided to honor her uncle's pleas? Unlike my young adult practice of primarily following the best earthly advice I could find, Esther took her uncle's words to heart while also turning to God for wisdom on what to do next. Realizing she had to honor Mordecai's request because the fate of her people was in her hands, Esther seemed to trust that if God was directing her down this path, He would grant her favor or bring her into His kingdom. Put yourself in her place.